Go to the Word Radio broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Judges, and we're in chapter 2. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. The Bible says they could no longer, verse 14, stand before their enemies. Brian Fisher says, bow low before God and you'll stand tall among men. You know, they couldn't stand before their enemies because they were no longer weeping over their sin. They were no longer sacrificing for their sin. They weren't going back to the cross routinely. The Bible says, wherever they went, the hand of the Lord was against them, verse 15, and they were greatly distressed. So spoilers spoiled them and their hearts were broken. And the Bible says, nevertheless, underline that, verse 16, God raised up judges. Why? They haven't cried yet. They're just distressed. Because God's tender heart couldn't stand seeing His people so distressed. So He basically stepped around them and raised up a judge. And there is what's going to happen throughout these chapters. He stepped around them. You know, sometimes you'll see your children in a pickle and you'll think, well, that's good for them, and you'll think they'll work it out. But there's a point where you just find them falling apart, crumbling, and you start saying, I need to do something. And that is what's going on here. And the Bible says, yet they would not hearken to their judges in verse 17, and they went a-whoring after other gods. That's a significant word because he says they went after Baal. If you know these words, the word Baal means Lord. And it comes from a word that means owned. And so being sold into sin is part of what happens when you serve Baal. You're owned, okay? This is what sin does. It binds. It becomes a wicked taskmaster. We see him using the word a-whoring in verse 17, which is clearly an indication of his relationship with them. He didn't own the people. He loved the people. He wooed the people. He carried them on eagle's wings out from under Pharaoh's iron fist. He delivered Pharaoh's army into their hands at the Red Sea. He allowed them to have victory after victory in the land of Canaan under Joshua. God wooed them, and he sees them as his wife. And for them to go a-whoring is the ultimate insult, because it's not just that they're not serving him, it's that they're going after something else intentionally, and that is a humiliation to him. Ouch. He says, they went a-whoring after other gods, bowed themselves before them, and turned quickly out of the way of which their fathers walked in, and obeying the commandments of the Lord. But they did not so. They didn't obey the commandments. In verse 18 it says, and the Lord raised them up judges. Again, he says, and the Lord was with the judge. You see that judge. Why? Because there's one at a time. And he was with the judge. You got a whole nation, and God can only find one person. The people were saying, okay, I see. But wait a minute, let's catalog in our minds Gideon. Let's look at Jephthah. Let's look in our mind at Samson. Were these exemplary people? Man, you sit back and say, wow, these guys were flawed at best. Gideon was winnowing some grain, hiding behind a winnowing trough because they were oppressed. He's hiding. He's afraid. He needs all kinds of assurance. But what did he really teach them? It says they turned out of the way of those judges, it says. The Lord was with the judge, delivered them out of their hand. But when the judge was dead in verse 19, they returned and corrupted themselves again. What were they teaching? Well, they weren't teaching by their words. These judges were people who taught with their walk. They taught with their shoe leather. When Gideon saw the angel of the Lord that day, the angel of the Lord says, hail, mighty man of valor. And you'd think, who, me? You know, I'm hiding over here. But listen to his words to the angel of the Lord. Where is the Lord who delivers? We know all about it, but where has he been? And that was the spark. Looking for somebody to deliver. Do you know that's the beginning of a salvation, if you ever heard of one, really? Because people today have a hard time even getting to the idea that sin exists. So when somebody gets to the place where they get to the end of themselves and they say, well, where is their hope? You know, there's more suicides today. People are hopeless. There's talk of infanticide. There's euthanasia. It's a society of death. And I say to you that when people engage in that kind of behavior, and when a person makes a decision, say, perhaps for euthanasia, perhaps for infanticide, perhaps for abortion, they do something to themselves inside that if they don't know God is merciful, gracious, and capable of forgiving anything, then they're really, really wounding themselves. The Bible talks about cartering one's conscience with a hot iron. And so I say to you, we have a lot of wounded people in our generation. So if one man raises up, they might listen to him for a while. And the Bible says, when that judge was gone, they corrupted themselves more in verse 19. But look at the reasoning behind the Lord's heart of raising up these judges. In verse 18, it says, for it repented the Lord because of their groanings. He had to step beyond them. God relented from the evil he would do to them. That's what it means when God repents. It means he relents. He holds back the judgment. I'm so glad God holds back judgment sometimes, because I do believe we in America could use a solid dose of it. But I'm also afraid for my children, my grandchildren. I just leave it with him, and I pray this prayer routinely. Lord, in judgment, remember mercy. The Bible says they corrupted themselves more. Look at verse 20. It says, and the anger of the Lord was hot. He said, because that the people have transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their fathers and have not hearkened, I also will not henceforth drive out any before them, any before them. He said, I'm going to let them stay. Why? Verse 22, circle it. The word that through them, I may prove Israel whether they will keep the way of the Lord to walk therein. Now, they weren't doing too well so far, but he's not looking for everybody. He's looking for somebody. Does this not sound like the book of Revelation? If any man has ears to hear, let him hear. You see, it gets to a point where the greater group doesn't hear anymore. And it comes to, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens, I will come in and sup with him and him with me in my Father's kingdom. Listen, we need to be Philadelphian. We're living in a day where the disciples are getting longer in the mess and less at the altar. In fact, we don't know what the altar is even for much anymore in our generation. We're just trying to hold her on, getting people to show up, maybe read their Bible, maybe tell somebody else how they can be saved. These are basic ABCs. These are the elementary principles of the Christian faith. But we're having a hard time even on that level. And the Bible says he wants to prove them. This is test them. So when he brings this difficulty in their midst, he finds a Gideon. He finds a Jephthah. He finds a Samson who has a wandering eye. He uses these people who have something in there. And he finds a way to use them to deliver the people. The Bible says in verse 23, the Lord left those nations without driving them out hastily. That's what he did when he brought down the walls of Jericho. Verse 1 of chapter 3, it says, now these are the nations which the Lord left to prove Israel. That word prove, he's going to be testing. The Bible says to prove them, even as many of Israel as had not known the wars of Canaan. See, he said, they didn't know yet. He says, I'm trying to prove them, and they will know because I will bless them. Gideon's 300 wiped out a huge amount, right? You have Samson, he's wiping people out single-handedly in droves, and you have this kind of thing happening again here and there. Now, what was the common denominator? David and all these people they had? It was bravery. Where does bravery come from? The Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. Why? Because we have faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. The more I know His Word, the more I interact with His Word, cooperate with His Word, the more my faith is galvanized. Pretty soon I'm courageous, and I'm doing something that's not comfortable. And these judges were those kind of people. They would do something courageous. The Bible says that these people had not known all the wars of Canaan, verse 2. It says, only that the generation of the children of Israel might know to teach them war. Title of the message, Learning to Fight. What's he doing? He's allowing these bad things all around so they might learn how to fight. Do you realize you are on enemy ground? If you don't fight, you're going to get run over. If you don't fight, you're going to be spoiled. If you don't fight, you're going to be vexed. You're going to be distressed. You have to fight. Do you know where the joy is? It's in the fight. And we're not talking about fighting people groups like they had to. They had to fight nations around them with swords. You and I fight spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. You and I fight that which would try to undo our children and our grandchildren. You know what the Bible says? That Jesus said, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Do you know what that means? We are on the offensive if we're walking with God. We are going at the gates. We're not defending the gates. We're attacking the gates. There are people in there we love who are going to go to hell if they don't know about Jesus. We need to be the courageous kind of people that teach by our lives so they'll see us doing something that just kind of totally brings them up short and they think, what went on right there? How did that person really do what they did? How do they have peace? The Bible says that God was going to teach them war. And it says, at least such as before knew nothing thereof. And he names these five nations they left. He says, five lords of the Philistines, the Canaanites, the Sidonians, the Hivites, and they that dwelt in Mount Lebanon. And I want you to see what these words are. Philistines means immigrants. The second one means zealots. The third one means hunters. And the fourth means villagers. I could make a parallel to all the kind of people you're dealing with. We've got real immigrants coming into our country, so we can see that. God is going to allow us to deal with that because it's going to undo our economy. It's going to undo some of our cities. I don't know if you've heard about up in Washington State, there's terrible things. The whole city's being lost because people are being put back out on the streets who are homeless and they're defecating and they're drug users and all that nonsense. You've got a world going apart, and God is allowing that. Why? Because people who live there need to learn how to fight. And I don't mean fight those people, but fight that wickedness that's in their world under the God of this world who's been disarmed, dethroned, defanged, and yet he's making headway on every front through deception. It's all he's got. It's the only tool he's got. He's got deception. He deceives the right people. The people do his bidding. They're his claws and his fangs. The Bible says that these were all left in verse 4. And they were to prove Israel by them to know whether they would hearken unto the commandments of the Lord, which he commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses. And the children of Israel dwelt among these groups in verse 6, and it says, and they took their daughters to be their wives. Now, I realized years ago they were missionary dating. They married a guy who was lost. Or that guy married a girl who was lost. She was pretty. Her big brown eyes. That was all they knew. That's all they saw. But if you read the scriptures, you'll find out that didn't work out too well for most who did that. Solomon himself was one who was subject to have his head turned by the pretty faces. We find even David fell. We see the angels fell. And we see that Balaam knew to tell Balak, if you'll send your girls down there, that'll undo them. We have to be careful what we ask for because God gave them what they wanted. He'll give you and me what we want. If we keep asking for it, we're going to get it. And when we get it, we'll be vexed, spoiled, and miserable. I want to conclude with this little story about a couple who went to the Red Lobster. The guy ordered lobster. And when he ordered the lobster came, and the guy said, hey, this one only has one claw. And the waiter said, well, I'm sorry about that, sir. I guess he was in the tank and got in a fight with one of the other ones and lost his claw. And the guy said, well, I want the winner. I want the winner. Don't you want to be the winner? There's only a few there be that find all that's there. It's there. It's there. I don't care how long we say it. It's there. A remnant. And you can be a winner if you'll just do it God's way. Keeping the commandments means the same thing here as it means in 1 John. It means to keep your eye on it and guard it. You and I have a stewardship. There's a whole world out there looking for some examples. And I hope you and I are trying to be that. Epistles seen and read of men. Ambassadors for our Lord Jesus Christ. We are boots on the ground now. It's our generation. And we got to do our very best to keep our wits about us, keep our lamps trimmed, and our lights burning brightly. Listen, come what may. Would you bow with me for a moment? Well, that concludes this week's series of messages. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. We so appreciate sharing with you these daily broadcasts, and I hope you can join us again next week. But Sunday is coming. We'd love to have you join us for worship. Our services begin at 10:30, and we hope you'll consider dropping by this Lord's Day in person as we go to the Word.